Craig.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much, and I appreciate bringing GNAP into reality. I certainly believe it is a worthy initiative and very important that we work with our the world around us in addressing waste and proliferation issues, and I support it. At the same time, I think there's a reality check that we all have to deal with in it, and Mr. Secretary, I think you appropriately stated it. But I do believe it ought to be effectively combined with, you know, our next-generation nuclear plants, and that there is a synergy that works when you bring these kinds of talents together. And I think that's going to be increasingly important, even to the point of talking integration and relationships and modularizing and doing all of those things that are very possible to do with the new technologies that you're looking at investing. And, of course, I know you had to move money around, and I'm not at all happy at this moment that NGNP got 23 instead of the 40 that we think is necessary to keep the project moving in the direction that it does. We'll work with you on that to see if we can't move those numbers around a little bit. I think it is tremendously important because what we don't want to fall through the crack, and what is being talked about, of course, is the hydrogen side of the initiative that somehow gets missed in all of this new excitement about new technology. I think what our country wants is to become energy independent. And I know that there's a little pushback on how you define energy independence. Why don't we challenge our country to do just that and put the science and technology behind it? Americans understand those kinds of challenges. We've met it in the past, and we can meet it once again in the future. But to suggest that 50 years out we're still going to be sending hundreds of billions of dollars abroad for the sake of our energy appetite doesn't make a lot of sense, if that can be spent here in the kinds of technologies and new approaches we're talking about. So I think Americans become increasingly excited when you challenge them. They become increasingly frustrated when the price at the pump goes up or the price of their space heating goes up, and there seems to be no alternative to that happening. So that's a reasonable challenge that I think we need to talk about. Yes, you move some money around, and I'm concerned about the hydro and geothermal technology, you know. We're battling a very difficult time out in the Pacific Northwest as it relates to fish and hydro systems and all of that. And, you know, advanced hydro turbine design can increase fish passage by 98% and still maintain the productivity of that phenomenally valuable hydro system in the Pacific Northwest. And I think that's tremendously important. The integration that we're talking about as it relates to cellulose ethanol technology, I think Americans get that and understand it. We're on the threshold of being able to do that, Mr. Secretary, and I would hope that the focus is appropriate there. And in that focus, coming off from the energy bill of last year, please expedite the implementation of the loan programs and the guarantees that are out there that will drive that technology to the market instead of just talking about it. And I think that's part of the frustration I'm going to have and this committee will have as we examine the work we've done that we think was effective and responsible and the new work to come and the fact that what we have done doesn't get to the marketplace in the timely fashion that it ought to. It's obvious we can't do everything, but I think Americans understand and are anxious. A comment and then a question of you. I spoke of the hydro systems of the Pacific Northwest and our pride in them and the challenges they have. In this budget, there is a suggestion, a proposal that forces the Bonneville Power Administration to move its excess revenues, so defined, above $500 million into the Treasury. The one thing I have learned about Washington in the years I've been here, very few people in this city understand and appreciate the interrelated systems of the Pacific Northwest as it relates to Hydro and Bonneville. And there are short water years, there are long water years, there are fish demands, there are all types of things. Because we are able to sell surplus, integrate it into the system, we can spread the cost. It's allowed us to remain reasonably competitive in the world, and it has kept a very robust hydro system that allows also the kind of growth that is necessary as it relates to transmission and all of that. I would suggest that what is now in the budget is a reflection of this city's lack of understanding, if not sheer ignorance, of that system. So here would be my question to you, Mr. Secretary. Why don't you work with us in the Pacific Northwest? Why don't you sit down with us collectively and the systems of the Pacific Northwest and the Bonneville Power Administration and the states related and the Power Council that was created out there as an oversight process and see if we can't address some of what you've proposed without damaging or strangling that very productive system? Is it possible that you could do that? I think if you did that and we developed a cooperative plan for the region, it would make a lot more sense than what is just being proposed out of this budget and OMB's attitude. A question to you.
Of course, we'd be happy to work with you and to work with, I know there are other senators from the region who haven't yet spoken, but will. I'm sure, on this matter, and we certainly would be pleased to sit down and discuss the matter with you. I can say to you, if I could go back, you touched on a number of points. One of them is near and dear to my heart, and that is the question of the speed with which we get things done. And let me go on the record, sir, as telling you that when I took this job a year ago, I too was very concerned about how fast we were getting things done. And I have explained and challenged the program leaders in the department that I would like to get something done in my lifetime. I'm 67 years old. Now, you can figure out what the tables are, but, the number I have is 20 years in my mind. And so, you know, anything beyond 20 years, I don't really care a lot about. And so we're focusing on trying to get things done in a fashion and in a time scale that is prompt. And so you will see that in where we are choosing to put our money and how we're putting our money. But back to the Bonneville, and I should also mention the question on the loan guarantees. That has a very high priority in my mind, also addressing to the chairman. I meet often with our general counsel, who is overseeing this, including, sir, yesterday, late in the day, as I got a chance to review with him and where that is. I'd be happy to speak to that at some other time if you would like that done. Yeah. But I assure you that it has a very high priority within the department. On Bonneville, this is simply a proposal that I think is reasonable and it's responsible. That's what I think. That may be very different than what you all think, and we would be very happy to meet with you and to discuss the matter and work through, hopefully, a model that would satisfy all the parties.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
without using my time, I just wanted to tell you, Mr. Secretary, the problem of frustration on Bonneville and that whole series in the budget of saving money by shifting some of the costs back to the payers is that every year every president puts this in, and every year every Congress says no. Now that's government, but we get charged for it. You understand? Your budget gets charged for it, which means we have a very difficult time putting the package together because we start in the hole. We start with whatever hundreds of millions you plan to save doesn't get saved. And so we got to make it up first before we start paying for the programs you ask for. So I tell you that only because you have to argue with OMB, and that might be a nice argument one of these times. Of course, they won't listen, but anyway, end of statement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.